This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I've got concerns, Atlanta. I've got concerns.
Uh-oh.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a great weekend. It was another weekend where, wake me when the preseason is over, will you?
Oh.
We don't have that much longer. We play the Cowboys on Friday night. Falcons lose, who cares? Here's the deal, and this is my worry, Mike, and I got to start here because I just saw where Raheem Morris talked about this at practice today, and I'm a little concerned. Has nothing to do with our quarterbacks. We'll tell you about who they picked up. They are making some moves, but they're making moves, guys, because I think they have to. Mike, and I want to be accurate about this, so I want to read it verbatim, okay? This is what Coach just said about Jalen Walker. We are going to have an abundance of caution.
Oh, boy.
Walker tweaked his groin during the practices last week with the Titans.
Wednesday, I guess they're saying, Carl.
He didn't play against the Titans in this preseason game. Ross says we hope to get him back this week. Let me let you guys in on a secret. They've been saying this the entire camp. We hope to get him back. He plays, he practices, he doesn't play. He practices, he doesn't practice. Mike Bell, I am concerned about this whole Jalen Walker thing. Again, a growing. Mike, this could linger, and this is what Ra is saying. We don't want it to linger the entire season. Mike, it's lingered the entire camp.
Now, again, not trying to make too much out of this, but if you're looking for depth and you're not getting something out of a guy who may be out for a little bit more, they signed an edge rusher named Ronnie Perkins. That happened about an hour ago. He is out of Oklahoma. He was a former third-round pick, so basically a third-round bust who's been basically a practice squad, had a cup of coffee in the UFL. But anyway, an edge rusher, 6'3", 253, linebackers, OLB, basically. So if you're looking for an insurance policy, just some depth for the roster. But, yeah, the Jalen Walker thing, guys, I want Georgia fans to understand, it is not a knock on Jalen Walker. But as Carl and I say, and you guys know it, availability, ability. We can't wait. We're waiting to see him and Pierce ripping people's apart and getting after the quarterback. Just haven't seen Jalen Walker do it because he's been kind of behind the eight ball with some minor injuries.
And my concern is this. Maybe we won't get a chance to see him do it. Are we talking about 3, 4, 5 weeks into the season, Mike, before we see a healthy Jalen Walker? And guys, here's the thing too. All right, and let's just be completely honest about this. All of you wanted this team badly. Desperately to draft a Georgia Bulldog. Did we get the right one?
Well, it was surprising that Mykael Williams, who some felt because of the size and athleticism, reminds you what we talked about, Janus Pierce Jr., had the higher upside. And again, guys, this is in no way an indictment of Jalen Walker because Georgia Bulldog fans getting their feels. We love the guy. He's a leader, but he can't lead if he's not on the field.
Mike, I haven't seen any of that.
No, I haven't seen anything from Jalen Walker. That's just that, guys. We were at practice every day. We were available. I mean, 3 days out of every five, we were there to watch. And unfortunately, he was not on the field for much of that. So that's where we stand. It doesn't mean he's not going to be a Pro Bowler or a superstar with his team. But right now, he's a question mark for how the season begins.
That's my concern. 404-726-0929. Don't tell me I'm jumping the gun. Don't tell me this is way too early. It's not. Guys, we are literally counting down to the start of the season. I could care less about what happens in this Dallas matchup on Friday. I'm just being honest with you. Because this roster is going to get shaken out. We kind of know at this point who's going to make this team. And I'll tell you, based on what we saw on Friday night against the Titans, the Carter kid, Nathan Carter, the running back, Mike, it looks like he's going to make this team. There are some guys that are not going to make this team. But when you talk about are we ready for week one, that is what I care about. And right now, it sounds like Jalen Walker's not going to be ready. Now, he's got a couple of weeks, but we were told this 3 weeks ago that he was going to get healthy and be available. And, Mike, he hasn't been.
And then Michael Penix Jr. kind of let it slip. Not that he was trying to be, you know, a Weisenheimer, just kind of telling it like it is. He'll learn not to give the media anything, just like his head coach. But he did tell you that, you know, he said the word recovery. Said he thought, darn, I'm going to be ready to go by week one. So, like I said, unless Pitts is going to be a big focal part, a point, I should say, of the Zach Robinson offense, you know, yes, we know what we have with Ray-Ray. We know what we have with Casey Washington. They're not Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney has a specific skill set.
What's up, Darnell?
And he's got a great catch radius, athleticism, speed. So that's a concern, and that's one less weapon for your rookie quarterback.
Raheem Morris, Jalen did not practice today. We are trying to ramp him back up for later in the week. But it's really, quote, about getting him ready for the season because we don't want this to linger. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because everybody was over the moon. Georgia fans, everything you and I bellyached about for decades about how the Falcons have an aversion to Georgia Bulldogs. And we know what Jalen Walker is. Jalen Walker is a dog, pardon the pun. But it just right now we got to wait. And it's frustrating because we'd love to be able to say the positives we say about, you know, James Pierce Jr., about Jalen Walker, just haven't had that chance.
As far as the game's concerned, anything pop out to you? And the quarterback moves today, as you mentioned, with them releasing not only DJ Shark, he came and is now gone, but they also released a quarterback. Did anything pop out to you?
Emory Jones had a concussion, so it's described as a release and then parentheses injury. I guess, you know, I like what Easton Stick is able to do. You and I can talk about it later. Do you keep three quarterbacks on this roster? Because the caveat you worry about if Kirk Cousins is traded, do you have a solid piece? Easton Stick backed up Justin Herbert, started games for the Chargers last year. Offensive line, second O-line is not good.
Okay.
And if we're honest, that first half of football was god-awful. That was hard to watch. I mean, I gave my tickets away. I literally, as soon as we got off the air on Friday, we were working from home. I put my tickets up on Twitter. We don't say X. And a guy got them and his wife, and they enjoyed themselves. I'm glad you did. That's hard to watch. Second half, Falcons did score some points, move the football. A lot of that was about Nathan Carter. He had a 43-yard run of his 63 yards rushing. Chris Blair, we talked to him on the radio. You think he's going to make the team?
I do.
Dylan Drummond, Quincy Skinner, Nick Nash, DS5, David Stills. So a lot of room in that wide receiver room. Is there enough for six? Last year they carried five. We'll find out. But all I get from the practice, we may have to look for some waiver wire offensive line help to back up what we got.
Yeah,
I don't like what we got.
All right, and look, they ran the ball better, but the penalties were killer, to Mike's point. I mean, look, you were penalized four false starts for the O-line, two holding calls. It was just way too much from that standpoint. Those were not your starters. The quarterback situation is interesting, Mike. I do agree with you there. You know, the bottom line is, again, you got the good work in the 2 days against the joint practices. Friday was not an indicator of anything outside of me saying Cam Ward. I don't think he's that good. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's looked good. Last night, I wondered what Caleb Williams is going to look like. He looked damn good. There were guys over the weekend that looked really good, Jackson Dart being one of them. I was not impressed, Mike, with the week of work we saw with Cam. Not talking about Cam Newton. That would be egregious. I'm talking about Cam Ward.
What did I do now?
I wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed in practice. I told you this. We were talking. We were sitting there. I said, Mike, it feels like he's just trying to hurl everything in there like he's Hercules. Right. And then he gets to the game, and his coach literally, for those who don't know, put him out there for a third series on Friday night. Not because he wanted to. He had to. He felt like he needed the work.
Trying to get some momentum. I think he's aware of the sports pages in Nashville. He wants to show there's some good things happening. 2 of 7 for 42. Again, maybe they felt they got the work in the dual, you know, practice, the scrimmage. But we saw him force passes. He's look, there's a learning curve. I think he'll go through it. A lot of pressure is off him because of all the focus being on Shedeur Sanders. But at some point, he's going to be under center in Nashville. He's got to produce. He looks a little bit over his head right now.
404-726-0929. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. Anything stand out to you? Are you concerned, like me, about Jalen Walker? I'm just being real with you guys. And by the way, if we get into the season and this is still an issue and we still have not seen the 100% Jalen Walker, what are you going to tell me then? I hope that's not the case. But he's missed a lot of reps. I'm just telling you guys. And the reason why I feel more confident, I don't know how good James Pierce is going to be, Mike, but I feel more confident just because we've seen him. Do you guys realize James Pierce played in the second half of that game on Friday night? Didn't need to, but you had to keep guys fresh, and so James is in there. I mean, Mike, he's seeing a lot of time, and again, it's not about wins and losses. He's getting the work in.
Getting reps, 3 solo tackles, 4 tackles on the night. Sometimes he was also double-teamed by Tennessee. You know, some of the other guys out there, Morgan Fox, remember I called him Megan Fox?
That's right.
We picked him up. He had a sack. Again, the second half, not great, better than the first half, and they did win by a field goal. But it's just, it's everything we hate about the preseason. That first half was brutal. For what it's worth, Youngway Koo, 2 field goals, 2 for 2, and 2 for 2 on extra points.
All right.
So I think he's okay.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm watching you, Koo. Don't screw up when the season starts, all right? This thing doesn't stop because you hit a few field goals in the preseason. I agree. He's looked better. Mike called it maybe 2 weeks ago. He says, I think he's going to win the job. It was great to have competition here. Now I need to see you knock these down in week 1. Mike, if a drive stalls, we're at the 45. Koo, kick it. You better knock it down.
Yeah, I just, as much as we killed him because it was so out of character, again, when you're watching football, I don't care if you played football or you just, you know, whatever you, however you appreciate the NFL, the last thing you want static from is your kicker, right? That's like, come on.
Right.
These guys are out there breaking their butt. Now here comes a guy, just one thing, and he's blowing it. So it just, it aggravates you. But I think we realized.
All right. How did it sound?
Well, actually, Saints game would be, and then the Chargers game would be. So yeah, it was just, I'm a method actor. Luckily, I'm smelling it. But no, it was brutal. But I think it was because of the groin, as you would say, the hip and the groin made him just ineffective. And we're used to seeing him look so much better. He's healthy. He's good. And we do have a kid in Lenny Creek who's in the bullpen.
Yes.
If you ever need him.
Yeah. And that is that. That's the good news. All right. Your concerns, if any.
That's mine.
By the way, this out too today. All right. Want to be upfront and honest with you guys. I'm glad Ra's letting us know now. Don't tease us. No Penix, no Cousins for Friday. So our final preseason game against the Cowboys, they will not play. You're saying they shouldn't. Let me tell you who is playing Friday. We already know. Joe Flacco, who will start for the Browns in week 1. There are teams who are running their quarterbacks out for this last preseason game, Mike.
Right.
Just to get them right.
They're going to bring the Tin Man with that little oil candy. Get those knees going for Flacco. Yeah, man, don't know where it goes with Shedeur Sanders. That was the worst possible thing, to have that oblique injury.
All right, guys, we got plenty more to dive into. Okay, so they're hitting. Yay. But what else is going on? We'll talk about the Braves when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My man, Dollar Bill Ski, is his handle on social media. It says Jalen Walker's dealing with a hamstring problem. I don't know if he sounds like this. It's part of the game. Now you got put him up, see Dukes doubting the brother. That's why these athletes don't like the media, because they turn on you quick. And I simply responded to Dollar.
You answer me.
Dollar Bill Ski. Thank you, Big O. I said, turn on you? That's BS. And I use the full word. I said, love the pick. Mike wanted the pick, needed the pick. But now you have to deliver. And I said, this is a game where you don't just get drafted. You have to produce. I also said to him, let me tell you what else is a part of the game. Being hurt means you don't get evaluated, which means I don't know how good you are. This is where we are with Jalen. It has nothing to do with me turning on a brother. I hope he kills it. You know how bad Mike and I have been talking about pass rush for the last 7 years? We hope he's dominant, but Mike, he hasn't been.
So I do that, like a phrase I heard a lot from my father, not even a phrase, just a sound. Usually when my report card came in or I got suspended for something. We just said it. Again, Carl and I speak into this device, it goes out to the antenna, comes into your car or digitally into your computer, and we said, this is in no way, any kind. I just said it 12 minutes ago. We're not indicting the man. We're saying we can't evaluate the man because he's not out there. We said we've got high hopes. We're as excited as you are. But you guys with your petty agendas.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You hear what you want to hear. Now, some of you guys are just jock sniffers, and you don't want to hear any criticism of any athlete by anyone other than another athlete, which would be great, but not all athletes are great on the radio. That's why Carl and I have a job. So we're just telling it like it is, okay? Because other athletes would sit there and just talk jive and not give you the truth, and we're telling it like it is. So we love the guy. He's a great human being. He's a freaking leader. We know he's a rock star for Georgia. He hasn't done any of that for us yet. We know he can. He hasn't done it. That's all we're saying. We can't wait to see it.
And we have it. Thank you, Dollar Bill Ski. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up and let us know.
Welcome to our world, see? Yeah. We're providing content. Yeah. Yeah. We're giving you an opinion. But we're telling you, we've been gushing over. So I guess
You know what we should be saying? He's not been practicing, guys, but his hamstring and his rehab is going so well.
Right.
It's incredible how he's rehabbing on the side field.
I'm excited we drafted Jalen Walker, and as soon as he stops hurting his hamstring, we'll see him out there.
Oh.
That's the reality. On the flip side, I guess there's no criticism for us, Dukes and Bell, for the love we're throwing on James Pierce Jr. or Casey Washington, right? Or anybody else who's on the field. Injuries, it's a pain in the ass because it's the, and believe me, it's the last thing that Jalen Walker wants to be dealing with now. He wants to be out there in the same frame of mind that we just said about Pierce Jr. We're going to have to wait a while longer. That's the reality.
All right, guys, more on the Falcons coming up. By the way, they did draft, or should I say, sign another offensive lineman, didn't they? They signed another offensive lineman today. Outside of the other moves, which was, again, Emory Jones being released, DJ Shark, signing, I think, backup edge rush just in case.
Right.
But they also signed an offensive lineman. More on the Falcons coming up. Mike, Braves sweep the Guardians. What the hey? What is going on in this crazy world of the Braves all of a sudden? You guys realize, like, they've won 4 or 5 or whatever it is.
On fire.
5 in a row, 8 of their last 9.
I had a listener hit me up, and he was giving me the number. Look at the numbers. And since the All-Star break, the most runs scored since the All-Star break, the Braves, 4th. The Braves have the 4th most runs. The Brewers are killing everybody.
Yes, they are.
179 runs. Blue Jays, 171. The hapless A's at 144. We're right behind them at 143. So, but this gets back to, again, why do we bellyache about the starting pitching? You needed more pitch. You can't go into every season hoping that guys that have never, ever thrown more than 150 innings can do it for you. Guys broke down. So, yes, the ultimate irony. The team is hitting. Money Harris is hitting. Azuna's back hitting. You know, we talk about Olsen is hitting. And the Braves are scoring like the 4th most runs in the show. And the pitching has been a mixed bag at best. Some of these guys are grinding, hoping for a spot. But this is where we live. I know they got pride. We know they're not going to bench these guys at Carlin. I think they should bench. I would slow roll it, as you said, Friday. I agree with you. Let's not overwork Sale. Let's not overwork Strider. Let's certainly not overwork Acuna. But they are showing some spark. Just too little, too late.
Yeah. Acuna 3-for-12, by the way, in the in this series. Let me hear Money Harris. Money Harris. Where was this?
Well, it's a new stance.
Where was this?
He's got a new stance in his pants.
And he changed his hands. I heard, Mike, where was this? Here's Money. This was Saturday, by the way. Here's the bat. 450 feet?
Yes, it's a good stance.
That one went 450 feet.
I don't know what the exit velocity is. I personally don't care. But I do know that he's making great contact, and Money Harris has just really found it, Carl. And now the average is up to 253.
Come on.
You know, and we've talked so much about, you know, this new – again, why we had to wait for hires to do this, maybe as Grant McCauley told us last week, Carl, you never want to mess with a guy's stance because it's such an adjustment. They made a 180 on his adjustments
completely,
at the plate.
Completely.
He's batting 373 for the month of August.
It's nuts.
OPS is 1.06.
Well, and here's the thing. This is the good news, right? What did I tell you guys? Progress. I want to see progress moving towards next season. The underachieving players are likely going to finish this season strong. That is the good news. We're not going to playoffs. We're not chasing anybody. The good news is the Harrises, the Olsons of the world, Mike, the Drake Baldwins. This is looking like progress as we get into September. Even Profar, who, by the way, this was Sunday, continues to rake himself.
Jerickson Profar hits this to right, at the track, at the wall, it's gone! And Atlanta now is in front in the 6th on a 2-run homer by Jerickson Profar.
So, I like what I'm seeing.
Right. It just, you dug too big a hole.
Correct. I do not like them running the guys who've been injured out there, but that's me. And again, I'm over it. They're going to handle it the way they handle it. Just don't call me, text me, tweet me, TikTok me, Facebook me when anything goes wrong, okay? But I'll tell you what I don't like, Mike. This Spencer Strider thing, is he going to be the dominant starter that we need and want? Because if he's not, he needs to go to the bullpen.
Oh, you're going to go there? You're going to go there?
And he needs to be our closer.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I think they'll probably give him one more year as a starter before they make that decision. But it would be the problem with that, you're making a great case. It's a good argument. They have to go get another frontline starting pitcher.
But they got
to
do that anyway.
Well, they need to get 3, technically, based on what I'm rolling in with next year.
Well, spend the money that Mike Bell wants them to spend since they're making all this money at the Battery. Look, put people in the best position to succeed.
Right.
If this guy, and I'm talking about Strider, continues to struggle as he has, the one thing you're going to ask him to do is come in for an inning and throw heat. He would be a terrific closer.
Right.
But I'm just telling you guys, like, if you're going to do all this evaluation in the offseason, Mike, and you're looking at Harris and Acuna and Matt Olson and all these guys, well, you better be looking at Strider and the long-term viability of what he's doing and what he's capable of doing, and you're going to keep running him out there. And I guarantee you this is what we're going to hear. They're going to tell us in the offseason he's going to get right and he's going to work on it. And I told you guys this. Mike, he's a thinker. He thinks too hard sometimes about all this stuff. Sometimes you just got to go throw the ball.
He's on the bump tonight against the White Sox as the Braves come back to Truist. We talked about it. 13 earned runs his last two outings, getting shellacked by the Mets up at Citi Field. The velocity is slowly creeping up, as Grant pointed out last week. Unfortunately, the location. And guys can, Major League hitters can foul off that 97 stuff all day.
All day.
Until they get what they want. And that's why his pitch count, and if he can't figure out a way to keep his pitch count under 90 by the fourth inning, he can't start anymore. But now you're going to have to go get two more frontline starters, because right now it's Sale. You're hoping Schwellenbach bounces back. Mm. You know, Strider's up in the air. I mean, I know they've got some, but here's the thing, guys. I know you got some prospects in the minors. Hurston Waldrop has had three great outings. He's going six innings every time. But Hurston Waldrop will probably be on a pitch count like a Strasburg, because he's never gone that far next year.
Yeah.
And the same would go, just for argument's sake, guys. Holmes is probably not coming back next year. Okay, if you want to be realistic, he's got to, you know, that whole surgery, where that's going to go.
Grant Holmes.
Fuentes, Richie, they got another kid. But those guys, again, they've never been here before. So Sale, Schwellenbach, Waldrop, you really trust Ronaldo Lopez?
No.
Me neither. So, but if you put Strider in the pen, and I think a lot of Braves fans would like that, but you got to go spend $100 million on two more starting pitchers.
Alex, make it happen. 404-726-0929. Are we asking too much, Braves fans? Like, if you're really going to bring the core of your lineup back, which they are, three of these four guys, the only guy that's gone is gone, guys, because he's a free agent, is Ozuna. Everybody else is under contract and back. Cunha, Harris, Olson, Drake Baldwin, Profar. You're bringing all these guys back. Go improve your team in the one area that you need to improve it in. And this is my only assessment. I'm sitting there this weekend. I'm like, okay, they're hitting again. Great. So we know they're capable. Where are you going to make the investment? And my thing is, with Strider, you're struggling, bro. Put him in the pen. Make him a closer.
They're going to have an offseason of soul searching next time, and we usually get Alex on right after the season wraps up, and we'll throw it at him. Because the good news is the team is hitting, but you've got major Swiss cheese as far as a starting rotation next year.
Hey, guys, this hour is brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. And, of course, the Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live. Live well. We're coming back. Mike had a very good question as I came in today. And it's a question that we'll pose to you. You may not be thinking about it right now, but you should.
Mm.
It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We've not spent a lot of time talking about our quarterback situation because we don't need to. We know Michael Penix is our starter. We know Kirk Cousins is the backup. But we do need a practice squad quarterback. And, Mike, an emergency quarterback, God forbid, if something was to happen. And so I think last year, you know, the Falcons kept three. But now with the Emory Jones situation, so what's the deal? And you asked me about this when we came in today because it's one of those things, again, fans, we're not paying attention. You feel pretty good about our quarterback situation. But do you like one over the other? How do you feel about this?
Well, again, we're not going to see Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins out in Dallas on Friday night. That's just the way it rolls, man. Coach doesn't want to see these guys. We were talking, you and I, off the air with Bryant McFadden today. It was hot. Hear from him on Friday about how we manage our preseason. Easton Stick got to play for the Chargers the last 5 years as a backup and got some reps and played some games when Justin Herbert went out. So he's got a leg up. We did learn today that we've got an injury. It's a concussion injury. So basically the backup is done. So Emory Jones is out, so you won't see him. We signed Ben DiNucci, who famously was a Cowboys backup and then was kind of bounced around since then. But you've got a guy in Easton Stick who's looked okay, and he's got the experience. So, Carl, I guess, would you be willing? And I know that guys go, what's the big deal? Every spot is important. Rarely do you see a team carry three quarterbacks on the 53-man roster. But if you put Easton Stick on the practice squad, anyone can scoop him up. So if he's not, you know, that's the rule. If he's not activated that week, anybody can claim him. So the risk would be, if heaven forbid something happens to Penix and Kirk Cousins gets traded, you're really in uncharted territory.
Yeah, and look, we don't know if that's going to happen or not. I mean, right now, you look around, most of these quarterback battles have played out, and no one's injured right now. I mean, like, even the teams that have injuries, they have a decent backup quarterback that they feel good about. Mike, you just brought up Matthew Stafford. What's the latest? Did you tell me about Stafford?
He's practicing today. Full pads, non-contact jersey. It's practice, but Matthew Stafford's throwing in shoulder pads, so I guess he got a good workout with his back on Sunday.
All right, so because that's the one we've been watching and just kind of paying attention to, even though Stetson Bennett has played well there as the backup. Yeah, I think it's a valid point or at least something to think about. But Mike, I think also don't you think Terry has a plan if in case, like somewhere in his office, it's if we trade Cousins, this is what we're going to do, right? You got to feel like he's got some kind of backup plan because you can't go into the season not knowing that teams may be desperate at some point. And I just feel like, and I don't know what that is, by the way. I'm just saying, Mike's right. You make these moves based on the worst case scenario, and I just feel like he's got, okay, we're going to trade Cousins. Penix is here. What's our plan, and who are we bringing in?
Look, Easton Stick, as we said, there's not many guys that can say they started games in the NFL as backups, now, journeyman, et cetera. But he's been with that Charger organization for many years as a backup. If Cousins does get traded now, again, the odds of that, we're going to have to see some injuries. We've already seen quarterbacks dealing with minor injuries. Stafford now seems to be off the hook with the Rams, but you're now waiting for somebody else, another shoe to drop, other teams. I still don't know exactly what's going on in Indianapolis. I read the the Indy Star because I got some friends up there, you know, Colts fans. They're saying both quarterbacks are horrible. The Daniel Jones has been dreadful, and some guys are feeling, look, just take your lumps with Anthony Richardson, get him the reps that he needs. But that's one that maybe, I don't know, in the 11th hour, would they come for Cousins? Probably way long odds on that. You're right. It's still going to come down to somebody losing a quarterback through injury.
404-726-0929. Invite you to follow us, guys. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Coming up, I'm going to tell you about a crazy, crazy story that happened to me over the weekend. And Mike, it's one of those things we always talk about this. You're always out down south. You just never know who you're going to run into. And I got a crazy story for you, so stay tuned for that. As we talk about the Falcons, and again, were there things to take out of this second preseason game? It's just hard when you know that a lot of guys are playing and vying for backup roles. And so when we assess the offensive line, and Mike said it, they didn't look great. There's a lot of penalties. You know, it's hard to judge and say, okay, well, you know, Elijah Wilkinson, he had two false starts. Does that mean he doesn't make the team? Like, how are you evaluating these second team guys? And I think, you know, Raw after the game said, hey, I've got to go look at the tape and look at a couple of things. He did feel like they did a couple of things really cool. I thought the coolest thing about the game, for those who don't know, is T.J. Yates was calling the plays.
Yeah, they swapped.
That's right.
Zach was downstairs and T.J. was upstairs.
I thought that was probably the coolest thing, and the reason why is because this is the time to do that stuff, right? You give T.J. Yates some time to call plays. Zach Robinson got this opportunity when he was with the Rams with Sean McVay. And so this is that cross-training kind of thing that hopefully prepares you for a coordinator's job down the road. But I thought that was cool. So you got a chance to see how maybe TJ thinks within this offense and trying to run some things. But it's hard to evaluate, Mike, because, again, this is not the norm. It's not the starters.
Right. I think when you looked at the production, the first half, man, it was ugly. I mean, the Titans – and this was not even having the A team out there. We're getting after offensive line. So the depth on the offensive line, that's an issue for me. The wide receiver battle is compelling. Certainly, I think, you know, somebody's feeling is going to get hurt at the linebacker, outside linebacker position, because we got more depth than ever. But, you know, now when you throw in the fact that for whatever reason, you know, we don't have Jalen Walker out there with some injuries, maybe that buys more time for Braylon Trice and Brandon Dorlus. We talked about how they've kind of reclassified some of the pieces. They're moving guys around, and all of a sudden now you've got maybe some depth at the inside linebacker position. You're thinking D'Angelo Malone might be able to be that guy.
Yeah,
so
he's played well.
But O-line, to me, that's why I thought maybe you scour the waiver wire. You got to maybe wait till that final week of cuts to perhaps – sometimes another man's trash will be our treasure, but we need to find some other Storm Norton types for the interior, I think, of the O-line.
All right, so here's the other thing that we have to address, and then we can move on. We are not trading for Trey Hendrickson, okay? We're not. I'd love to, but the Bengals want more than just a first-round pick. And so when you start talking about the compensation, because, again, no deal has been made, Mike. They are still in an impasse when you talk about whether they're going to pay him or not. It's still a big story in Cincinnati about you know, the guy that led the league in sacks last year. But when you start talking about a 30-year-old pass rusher, which is one of the reasons why they're reluctant to give him the kind of deal that he's asking for, and then you start saying, okay, well, what are you going to give him? Because he's asking, Mike, for $40 million a year. That's what T.J. Watt got. It's Myles Garrett, Danielle Hunter. All these guys are in that $40 million range. But it's going to take a lot more than just one first-round pick, and we don't have one next year. You'd have to give up futures. And so now you're literally saying, okay, I'm willing to give up a what, 2028 first-rounder or something of that nature? The problem is, Mike, the Bengals are asking for a whole lot to try to get Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, man, I love it. But I would think that you know, some fans would say the ask is too rich, to your point about the draft picks, because, you know, we can say blank those picks when we're winning Super Bowls. You know, if you're in the mix, if you're going to the NFC Championship or going deep in the playoffs every year, you can afford to be as cavalier with it as Lev Snead was, right, with
that's
the Rams.
Right. That's right.
We're not there yet. You know, we don't know if James Pierce Jr. is going to be that dog. We're still waiting to see what Jalen can do. But we love Leonard Floyd. We love some of the depth Ebukadie's popped. But you're right. Hendrickson is better than almost anybody that we would have right now on this roster. Maybe, you know, Floyd.
Including Floyd. Yeah, I agree. Because, again, back-to-back years of, what, 16, 17 sacks. So,
and I don't, by the way, I don't see how people can pick the Bengals to win that division when your defense is still in a shambles.
That's why they need to sign this guy. So they also are asking for, and I'm just putting this in context, not only a first-round pick, they want a young player in return.
Well, that's one of the guys we just drafted.
And they are saying, this is coming out of Cincinnati, that it doesn't have to be a defensive player, Mike, but we'd like a young defensive player. That's how they phrased it.
Well, there's nobody on my young defense I want to give up right now.
That's what I'm saying. We're building for the future.
Right. Unless you feel that this team was 6-3, it was in the driver's seat to win the division, and we should be playoffs back-to-back, in which case you say he puts us over the top, which he would.
He would.
You know, I mean, I love it. I don't like giving up those, you know, those draft picks. I'm just looking up real quick. Are they a 3-4 or 4-3? Not that it matters, but, you know, it's the same argument that we used to use about why we didn't go with T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I think Anarumo, who was a former defensive coordinator, I think they were a 4-3, but I'd have to look because he's not there anymore. He was the scapegoat. So they were 4-3 under Anarumo.
Right. It's a mixture, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's, I'm looking right now. Yeah. Yeah, it's a 4-3. So two DEs and one and two DTs for those who keep it scoring home.
All right. I just want to address that because I know that's still front and center. And, you know, with me bringing up Jalen and my concern with him not practicing and now not practicing today. And again, you can say, well, it's the third preseason game. It doesn't matter. Yeah, but your starters are practicing, and it does. I mean, guys, I know we're not there today, but they're putting in work for the regular season right now. If you don't think for one second that game planning has already started, Mike, for the Bucks game, and you starting to think about, because once this game is done, Mike said it, cuts. Right. And then, guys, our focus is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the coordinators and Ra and all these, they're already thinking about that. We play these guys enough to know what they like to do, Mike. We had two entertaining games last year against them. So I'm just telling you, like, the idea of somebody not practicing this week is not about the Dallas preseason game. It is about preparing for game one.
Right. And I know that we've talked about, you know, everyone's got a philosophy. The Rams don't want to see their starters out. That's why Stetson Bennett's had eight quarters to start, which is great for him if they're going to maybe shop Stetson Bennett to a team that's looking for somebody if they truly believe Garoppolo can back him up. Talk about Stafford. I just thought you'd want to see a guy, and look, you know the argument. We love Penix. We love the dog in him. We know everything he's doing. He's making good decisions. He's throwing the ball away. He's not making, you know, bad turnovers. But to me, you can't and I know a lot of veterans feel that way. You cannot, you know, duplicate or replicate that real atmosphere unless you're out there. So when you see Andy Reid put Mahomes out and Burrow's out there, and we've seen other teams put their guys, I'll die on that hill. I'll disagree with Ra's approach. Now look. If we kick ass on that first Sunday against the Bucks, we're all hearty har-har. We can laugh about it.
Great.
But if we come out and we look disjointed and look as bad as we did at times against the Steelers, then there's an issue. I know you'll be hot.
I'm going to be extremely hot. How many points did we score last year against the Steelers? Do you guys remember? Is it 10? 12?
I want to say 10.
10 points, right?
I want to say 10.
We lost it. It was a close game. I know Justin Fields was a starter. I remember that, but I'm just trying to think back. We didn't score a lot of points that game. That's what I remember. And this is a team, we're talking about Tampa Bay, 10 points. Thank you, Day-Day. Mike, I'm going to be upset if we score 10 points in game one. 10? 10?
Yeah, man. With Bijan and Drake.
Come on, Mike.
And Pitts.
Come on.
I mean, Mooney or no Mooney.
Correct.
I mean, right, you know, and Casey Washington and Ray.
That's what I'm doing. So we should score at least 21 points, right?
We got, well, PFF nerds say we got a great offensive line, so what's the holdup, Swallow? Let's go to work. Now, the Bucks know us, and we know the Bucks.
Yes.
You know, I am concerned about their what they've done. And even with Godwin maybe missing the first week, this kid from Ohio State is a rock star.
Mm.
Man, so that's the thing. Who's going to be taking,
Abuka,
you know.
Abuka.
Yeah, I mean, who takes Abuka and who takes a future Hall of Famer, Mike Evans? You know, you put AJ on him and then Hughes and or someone else on Abuka who's going to be all over the place. At least what I've heard from our boys down in Tampa. JP says the guy's a rock star.
Yeah.
That's a concern.
Well, look, the league is always about guys that are stepping in and like Jalen last year, Jalen Daniels.
Right.
You don't know, and then they get in the games, Mike, and all of a sudden you realize you might have a star. I'm just pointing this out to say that the preseason and you know, we were talking about Jalen and not being out there, and it's not a hammy, by the way, for the Twitter person that hit me up. Ross said it was a groin. Now, it could be both. I think it was a hammy early on,
okay.
And now, unless he just misspoke, but that's what he said today before practice, that he had injured it in the joint practices last week, maybe at the end of the joint practice, and therefore he didn't play in the game on Friday, Jalen Walker. And then he hopes to get him back this week. But when, Mike, it's like the Pitts thing, an abundance of caution. When you start using those phrases, right?
Well, I mean, you know, we go round and round about the semantics with the coaching staff. Every team handles it differently. Carl and I were having this conversation in practice with D. Orlando Ledbetter one day, and it's like Dan Reeves is like, Coach, what happened to O.J. Santiago? Looks like he messed up his knee. We'll figure it out. He's banged up. Thanks, Coach. Everything here is a mystery. You know, it's a little bit different, you know, and everyone's got their style. But it is frustrating. We can never seem to get any clarity on this, but we know it's not season ending. It's just, it's an annoying injury for Jalen Walker, which is nothing but rest is going to cure it.
So,
which means he's not going to be out there this week.
Right. And here's my concern again, let's dive into the weeds just for a second. Coming up, we are going to talk about all the things going on around the NFL. Bears looked really good last night. The Eagles trade for a wide receiver. We'll tell you also some things that impressed us over the weekend. Just real quick. With him being on the edge, okay, you ever had a hamstring issue? You ever had a growing? Mm. when you are coming off the edge, you're taking on these big boys. Mike, I need push.
Right.
And when you talk about that push that you need and that bend and that quickness, that is what affects your hammy and your groin. So it could feel fine. And then all of a sudden it doesn't. And the point is, guys, this is why Coach said, we just don't want it to linger. It could easily linger because of the position he plays and how he has to maneuver week in and week out. That is the concern.
It's all about leverage.
Yes, it's not about whether he can play. It's whether or not, Mike, this thing is going to just, 1 week it feels good, next week we'll have to see. 2 weeks it feels good, 3 weeks we might have to see.
Yeah, I just, it's frustrating because everybody wants to see Jalen Walker. Fans want to see him out there doing his thing. We want to see him. We were under the impression he's going to be out there starting, and he may. He maybe gets over this the next couple of weeks because after this Cowboys game, there's a lot of rest, right, I think, for most of these players.
Ice.
But I'm with you. By the way, Day-Day trying to drive a wedge between the Dukes and Bell audience and Dukes and Bell.
What?
See what he just posted?
No, what'd he post?
Falcons have long waited for the day they drafted a Georgia Bulldog. Dukes and Bell discuss if Jalen Walker was the wrong one.
Is he?
Now on the Odyssey app.
Is he the wrong one?
But this is what gets that dude who lit you up on Twitter that, you know, oh yeah, you're writing Jalen Walker off now. Day-Day.
He hasn't shown anything, guys.
Because of the injury.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Which is not his fault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.